So, good morning once again to all our listeners, wherever you may be. This is Satchinama at Adishtana. I'm here again for the college meeting. This is probably the last of our little series of audio interviews. The college meeting finishes tomorrow. But this morning I've got with me Kamala Sheela and Satyaraja. I know both of them have a very strong love for meditation, so I'm going to be talking a little bit with them about meditation. So I'm particularly interested to ask you, Satyaraja. I know you've not long finished, was it a 6-week solitary retreat?
Seven weeks
solitary retreat on the wild west coast of Scotland. Yes. So I was just wondering what your meditation practice was like, or what sort of themes were going on for you on that retreat.
Well, I think for one thing I'd say is it was very influenced by the weather, which was quite extreme. So I was in a cabin that was perched on a ledge above the Atlantic, right on the coast. And there were storms blowing for a lot of the time, day and night. And I suppose I just finished leading the winter retreat at Padmaloka, which was a Brahmaviharas retreat. So I already had a good head of steam, you know, in terms of meditation. So I got concentrated quite quickly. And without going into too much detail, I think it went very deep, particularly working with the six element practice and reflections around that. So it was fairly intense.
Do you do a sort of a series of meditations?
Yeah, I do.
Covering the kind of five themes.
So what I always find myself coming back to the system of meditation. That seems to be, I'm just one of those people that just suits very, very well. I know that's not the case for everybody, but so I do a double meditation before breakfast, or this is what I was doing on this retreat, Metta Bhavana and Vajrasattva practice. And then mid-morning I do mindfulness of breathing and Metta Bhavana again. And then in the afternoon I do six element practice and Tara Sahana, and in the evening just sitting and Vajrasattva practice again, and then a puja. And that's more or less what I did for the whole period. I don't do a lot of formal just sitting practice, but I spend a lot of time just sitting in a chair looking out the window, or, you know, in this case also just sitting on the beach just watching the waves come in.
And Kamala Sheela, I know you're doing all you can to develop more of a meditative lifestyle and you're living right in the heart of London these days, aren't you, in West London?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
So you're keen to sort of, you know, I mean, you spent a lot of time on retreat in the past, but now you're living in the city. And can you say a bit about your meditation practice and in the city?
Well,
and what you do?
It comes and goes. What was on my mind to talk about was actually meditation here. You know, because we had this college meeting. And Adishtana itself has such a good shrine. You know, whenever I come here for meetings with the college or other kinds of meetings, you can always go off to a lovely, great big shrine room. And it always seemed to have a really good meditative atmosphere. And that's just what's striking me at the moment. I mean, yes, I do meditate at home. I do meditate at the centre, probably like most order members do. But it's particularly good here.
And are there particular practices you're doing at the moment?
I'm really quite into the Brahmaviharas, and especially Karanar. Recently I've got very interested in the way that our awareness is somehow located. You know, there's this sense of location. And the Brahmaviharas is a lot about sending the practice out. It's about expanding that sense of space to infinity. And there's so much in that way of practicing. It's really quite absorbed my interest over the last few months.
Yeah, they're called the four immeasurables, isn't it? That's what
immeasurable, boundless, limitless. It's sort of about dissolving boundaries, really.
And on this college meeting itself, has the theme of meditation come up as a topic at all, or anything?
Well, quite a lot, really. Subhuti led a two-day seminar on the Manjigosha Stuti Sadhana, where he was going into quite a lot of the principles of sadhana practice.
And that's one of the longer sadhanas that Bente received.
Very much, yeah, very much.
Yeah.
It's one of the, I think it's one of the most beautiful sadhanas, that and the Avalokiteshvara sadhana.
Hmm.
In a way, they're very devotional and in some respects rather like a puja.
Hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, especially the Avalokiteshvara one. Yeah.
With a devotional element in that.
Yeah, puja-like.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that something you both feel a need for in sadhana practices, bringing out that more devotional element? Or?
Well, I've just done I've been coming and going a bit on this event, and I went down on Sunday and led a day for all the members on the Avalokiteshvara sadhana, and there was a lot of interest, and I think it's because these practices have so many verses of reflection and references to insight aspects. They're a really good way to draw up how sadhana practice can be insight practices.
Mm.
So I think there's a lot of interest, and it's a good way for us to communicate that.
Mm. So that's reflecting on the verses that are sort of given within sadhana itself.
It just gives you... you're reflecting on it and then actually doing it in the practice. You don't necessarily need to go through the verses in the practice itself, but if you do that now and again... It just gives you an opening of how to actually do the practice.
And Satyaraj, I know over the last few years you've done quite a bit to bring meditation retreats, you know, back into the programme at Pavanopoulos.
Yes.
Full 10-day silent meditation retreats.
Yes. Yes.
Is that something you're going to be carrying on doing this year? And
yeah, very much.
And the themes you explore on those retreats?
Well, the usual sort of things that we regularly do, Brahm Viharas, Anapanasati. System of practice, but we're also going to be doing a retreat this year called This Being That Becomes, and it runs after the Transcendental Principle retreat. So we're going to be looking at conditionality, pratityasamutpada in meditation, and teaching that to. It's a game for a future retreat. So,
So
we'll probably be doing the Nidana practice and practices around that.
Mm.
I mean, one thing we have been doing recently is just beginning to introduce the six-element practice on going for refuge retreats, particular going for refuge retreats, system of practice at Padmaloka to Mitras who've asked for ordination, because we want them to take it up sooner so it becomes more established after ordination as well.
So this is bringing in more the sort of spiritual death element of the five stages,
yes,
at an earlier stage of practice.
And particularly that practice, particularly the six-element practice, because it's such an important practice.
And is that something that you're doing at all in your work in West London? Or
well, I'm mostly working with at the centre level, so
yeah.
Sometimes we've done six-element practice with the order members.
Mm.
Generally, there's in a way, it's quite a new field to bring in insight aspects of things at all different levels, but it's how to do that is quite interesting.
So have you started to develop any ways to do that at a more of a centre level?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's part of the way we talk about things like the Eightfold Path, even. You know, we'd sort of just try and get across as much as possible that this is a way to awaken. And it's for you to do this as much as anybody else, as you will.
Mm. But you're also, I know you're going to be leading a retreat here at Adishtana, aren't you, on six elements?
That's right, yeah, that's right.
Just for order members. But
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And that's is it June or?
It's June, yeah.
Yeah.
About the 16th of June, isn't it? I'm not quite sure of the date.
So that'll give you a chance to explore that in more depth with a group of order members.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe K2 supporting?
That's right, yes.
Okay, well, thanks very much for coming and just sharing some of your thoughts on meditation, and wish you well for the rest of the college meeting.
Thank you.